Palazzo 7 Aprile, Palazzo the 7th of April. This building is constructed on what was formerly the site of the Loggia dei Pisani, once the city's forums of exchange. Indeed, the word loggia actually meant an area where commercial activity took place, and Marsala's citizens even to this day still refer to the Piazza della Repubblica, where you're now standing, as Piazza Loggia. The palazzo, designed by Giuseppe Vinci and built in 1576, was designated as the premises for the city council and the law courts. The facade was totally renovated in the second half of the 18th century and remodeled several times since then. It was given its present name of the Palazzo Sette Aprile in 1862 to commemorate the day in which the city rose up against the Bourbon rulers, not long before the landing of Garibaldi and his 1,000 men. The building, with a largely horizontal layout, is structured on two levels, with a prominent clock tower rising up at the centre and an empty space open on four sides. The Cerulean windows are probably the most interesting feature of the palazzo. These very particular architectural elements consist of a major central light surmounted by an arch and an architrave resting on two smaller lights at the sides. Today, the building is the seat of the municipal council. Inside the palazzo are several memorial stones and inscriptions commemorating key historical events and personalities in the life of the city. If you feel like taking a stroll, turn into Via Undici Maggio, formerly the Cassaro, and the busy main street of the city centre lined with many cafes and shops. This is also an opportunity to look up as you walk and capture the details and perspectives of the facades of the many 19th century palazzos overlooking the street. Among these, at number 89, you'll find an inscription recording the fact that this was the building where Garibaldi stayed when he landed in Marsala. The street corresponds to a portion of an ancient Roman decuman that once cut through the city, and its name was eventually changed to honour the passing through of Garibaldi's men.